So my point is this, is see just like over there when we were in Adam, we flow. Man, you curse at the drop of a hat. Man, you just wrote some stuff, just roll right off. Glory to God. Man, you ain't have to learn nothing. You was in that field for some years. So you knew it. Well, my point is that we're in a new man now. See, and it's not about us doing works in order to get in this new man. I submit unto you, we're in him now. And so what are we doing? We're adapting now to this new man. So that's why he says, he talks about now, he says, in which you once walked. We're not in that man now, so I don't walk this way anymore. He said, in which we once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince. See, we once walked according to the prince of the power, of the authority, of the air. See, we thought we were in control. We were not in control. He was pulling all the strings. We was a puppet in his hand. We couldn't do right if we wanted to do right. It would only last for a minute. And even if you died for Christ, your death would not have been redemptive. There's only one death that is redemptive. That is the Lord Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb. John said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. So now he says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons, he called them sons of disobedience. That sounds like Jesus. Jesus was dealing with the Pharisees on one occasion. They kept going back and forth, and he was saying something to them. He said, why won't you hear me? And then it actually dawned on Jesus, see. In the spirit of God. So I got to understand now. Ye are of your father, the devil. And the deeds of your father you'll do. Verse 3, watch what he says now. So now he says, among whom also we all conducted ourselves. One translation said, we all had our manner of life. Or we all had our manner of life. We all used to do this. Watch what he said. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves, watch this, in the lust, see, of the flesh. Because that's what was leading us. That first man. Hatred, jealousy, envy, and backbiting. That was all a result of the fall. That's why the Bible says, in Adam all die, but in Christ. If you can believe in Adam all die, in Christ all are made alive. Hallelujah. See, you did nothing to die in Adam, and you haven't done anything to live in Christ except receive him. Amen. So watch what he said. He says, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling, this is what we will do, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And were by what? Nature. That's the key. Your nature. Our nature has to be changed. So now we're adapting now. Watch this. He says, and we're by nature children of what? Just as the other. Verse 4. He says, but God. Somebody say, but God. Now watch this. But God, who is rich in condemnation. Who's rich in sickness and disease. The Bible says he's rich in mercy. He's rich in mercy. Man, he wants to just release what? Mercy. Their sins, you tell them, their sins and their lawless deeds. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and tell them their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now, when you get that consciousness, when you receive that, when you understand, even in the midst of all hell seem like it's breaking loose in your life, if you understand that God is not holding anything against you, man, you'll walk through that thing. Amen? So what did he say? He said, but God, who's rich, he's rich because of his great love wherewith he loved us. Amen? Watch this, verse 5. Even when we were, we could say, in trespasses. Right? But he said, even when we were dead in trespasses, watch this, he made us alive. He made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been what?
Saved.
Verse 6, and then we'll go on to something else. But he says in verse, he says, and raised us up together and made us sit. And that's what, now watch this. This is awesome because he said, and he made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. And that's why I said this to you before. See, when the Father God really wants to know how you're doing, he just looked at Jesus. And you whining and crying to him, but he sees perfection. When he want to know how you're doing, he looks at Christ. Why? Because you're in him. And so now your soul is shed, your human intellect, your emotions, you're going to have to line all those things up with the Word of God. Allow your spirit man to sit on the throne of your threefold nature, see? And allow your spirit man really to really live out of your spirit. In other words, allow your spirit man to sit on the throne of this threefold nature. You tell your, let your spirit man tell your soul what to do. See? No soul, we're going to bless the Lord. See, when I don't feel like blessing, we're going to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not his benefits. See, this enemy wants you to forget. If he wants you to forget the benefits, who healeth all. Who delivered my life from destruction. See, when you're in pact with that, man, watch this. So he said, and raise us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, also, I want you to go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Do you have it from the Message Bible? Let's go to the King James first, though. Now, what we're talking about is that you have the victory, but I'm just laying a foundation of who you are, see? See, remember, we looked at it in the book of Ephesians, and it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us all spiritual blessings. Now, see, he'll say something like that, and then, now watch this, your spirit man receives it, but now your mind going to have to catch up with it. Because your spirit man really is perfect. Right? See, we show a picture every week of the finished product concerning the building, right? It don't look like no building out there now. It look like chaos. So God, our spirit man is complete. Now we're just going back and we're doing the work. We're working out our soul salvation. Watch this, with fear and trembling. But now watch this, we're working though out of our spirits. See, we're working out of our spirits, and then our spirit man is going to tell our souls what to do, which entails our mind, our will, and our emotion. Then our soul is going to tell our body, all right, now you do this. Amen? All right, watch this. Did you get it? Did I say? Where did I tell you to turn? 1 Peter chapter 2, let's take a look at verse 2. Take a look at verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Now this is awesome. Watch this. Now remember, we have the victory. We're adapting to this new nature. We're a new creature. Remember, we have a new nature. Watch this now. He says, as newborn what?
Babes.
As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the what?
Word.
Watch this. So that. Just stop right there, see? See, as newborn babes desire. They desire what? See, now, I'm picking up on this. You know, it was some things that I missed even when my kids was growing up, but I'm picking them up now on my grandson. Watch this, though. He said, as newborn babe. Man, this guy, if the food's not right, he go to yelling, screaming. I want to, you know. So watch this. As newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word. Of the word, right? For what? So that. You need the sincere milk of the word so that. So that what? So that ye may grow thereby. What? The sincere milk. I know, watch this. Now switch it over to the, let me see. Yeah, switch it over to the Message Bible. Verse 1. Watch this. so clean house. Now watch this. Because now watch what you're gonna drive out of your house. That old man, Adam. See, in Adam was jealousy and hatred and you know, all kind of stuff. Fornication and extramarital affair, all kind, you know, cheating, playing lottos. It's all kind of stuff. I was at the hardware store. I'm telling you the truth. Oh, this was a few years ago, and so I saw this guy, and we was going to another church. I'm not gonna mention. I only been to two churches in my life though, but I was at the hardware store, and so what happened is that the guy I think I was a deacon or something, but anyway, so he had his hands in his pocket, so I saw him. And he said, Ding Breed. And he came out in the lottos came out. And he I said, hey, slow down, bro. I'm not the judge, man. Yeah. So watch it. Watch what he says here. He says, clean house. Watch this. Make a clean sweep of what? Malice. What else?
Greed.
What else?
Envy.
What else?
Earthful.
See, he said, make it. He said, clean house. And watch this. Now ask me, who gonna do the cleaning? It's that word of God. Once you receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul, that word gets in here and it does battle. The word does the battle. That's why he said, receive the sincere milk of the word, that by it yield, so that you can grow.
Amen.
So watch what he said. He said, so clean your house. Yeah. See, but the only way you're going to be, see, he's telling you this, but then in verse 2, he's going to tell you really how to do it. He's just putting it out there. Because in the natural, we already tried to do it when we were in Adam. We wanted to do the right thing. And that's why Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. When I want to do good, evil is always present. Paul says, it's like I'm in a house, but I'm in bondage. I can't get out. Remember when the children of Israel were in Egypt? And God said, remember where I brought you from. Watch this. Out of Egypt, he said, out of the house of bondage. Now watch this. Even though God had literally, physically delivered them from Egypt, Egypt still was in their minds. They still had chains on their mind. Even they was in bondage, even though they had left that geographical location and went to somewhere else. I submit unto you, you are already free in Christ, but some of you are still in bondage because you won't receive the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. This is who's going to do it. Watch what he said. He said, so clean the house, make a clean sweep. Malice, pretense, envy, hurtful talk. Watch this. Now it says, this is how we're going to do it. Now like infants at the breast. Oh, watch this. Drink deep of God's pure kindness. Hallelujah. Watch, look what he said. He says, drink deep of God's pure kindness. I'm going to get you. I'm going to wipe you out. I'm going to put sickness and disease. Well, you know, the Lord gave me this because he knew I can handle it. Anytime Jesus laid hands on folk, they got healed. So if the Lord put it on us, that sickness, that disease, that poverty, let me ask you a question. Where is he going to get it from? Couldn't get it from heaven. Ain't no sickness and disease up there. There's no poverty up there. So where do you get, where's he going to get it from? He says here, he says, drink deep. Oh my God. He said, drink deep of God's pure kindness. What you going to do with that, champ? He says, drink deep from God's pure kindness. See, that hasn't even, see, you, and this is the thing with some of you even here today. You're going to have to receive that here in your spirit, man, first. Because some of you think, Pastor, you don't know. There's some things that I did back then. I know the roosters, they just, who come home to crow? Somebody come home, right? The rooster, all right. I know it's going to come back on me because I did something, see. Here, he says, drink deep of God's pure kindness. And watch this. As a result of you doing that, then you'll grow up mature. Man, this is awesome because, see, you'll grow up mature, and then when all that kind of crap start coming and folks start telling you, well, the Lord did it. But you'll be mature, see? Why? Because watch this, because you're drinking deep of God's pure kindness, you understand that he's not out to get you. Well, what about all the judgments that's in the Bible, passing all that, all those kind of things? Man, do you know all those things? Do you know the Apostle Paul said it like this? All these things were written for our example. This, see, if you don't know what you've been delivered from, you'll never appreciate what you've been delivered to. Amen. So watch what he says, and we'll finish with this. He says, then you'll grow up. See, once I drink of God's pure kindness, man, I got it. I understand who my daddy is. See, son, you got to know who your father is. When, this is some years ago, at the time, I think I was about 38 years old, but what happened was this individual, don't start zipping, I'm not finished. Watch this. I said I was finishing up. I didn't say I was finished. Watch it. I was 38 at the time, and I was working at Xerox, and one of the things happened is Ty might have been my boss at that time. I don't think so. Anyway, but what one of the things that happened was this guy, same names, he had got shot. He got shot. I was going to work that night, and he got shot the same night that I was going to work, but he got shot on the corner of, now remember, I'm telling you what he said here. He said, drink deep of God's what? of his pure kindness. You got, watch this, and this is the thing. Then you'll grow up what?
Mature.
Focus in on the word mature. See, now watch this. So you got to know that your Heavenly Father is kind, and you got to know, and then that's how you'll grow. You'll grow up mature. So what happened is that I leave the house at about 9:30. The guy gets shot at the same time. Same name, same age. And but what happened, it was on the corner of Jefferson and I think it's McCree now, but it used to be Brunson, I think. Okay, now sometime I would go to work that particular way. So anyway, once the guy gets shot, somebody comes to my house, and my boys, of course my wife is out, sleep, she go. But my boys answer the door, and the guy said, "Hey man, I'm sorry to tell you this, but your father just got shot in the head." And watch this. So now remember, he said, "Then you'll grow up mature, kindness, mature, mature." So he said, "Where was they at?" "Oh, it was up on Jefferson." He said, "No, he closed the door. That ain't not my father." Man, he couldn't convince him anything. No, that's not. Now, if you'd have said he was on the basketball court or somewhere, or what? No, that's what. See, there are some things that you got to know about your Heavenly Father that Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd. And he said, the Good Shepherd, he said, my sheep know my voice. He said, the voice of a stranger, they won't follow. And so you have to know your Father's voice. You have to know his actions. So watch what he says here. He said, that's why he says, drink deep of God's pure kindness. Then you'll grow up mature. And watch this. And whole in God. Stand to your feet. I didn't get to it. Stand to your feet. Praise God. You can zip it up now.